Mr. Travers had the usual British hatred of a crowd and publicity, coupled with a deadly fear of getting into the papers, except through an occasional letter to the Times. He vanished just before the shot, and might have been seen moving rapidly through the square, turning over in his mind the difficulty of trying to treat young American girls like rational human beings. But Henri understood. He had had a French mother, and there is a leaven of French blood in the American temperament, old Huguenot some of it. So Americans love beauty and obey their impulses and find life good to do things, rather than to be something or other more or less important. And so Henri could quite understand how Sara Lee had forgotten herself when Mr. Travers could not. And he understood also when Sara Lee, having composed the little donkey's quiet figure, straightened up with tears in her eyes. "It was very dear of you to come out," she said. "And, of course, it was the best thing." She held out her hand. The crowd had gone. Traffic was moving again, racing to make up for 5 lost precious moments. The square was dark. That first darkness of London, when air raids were threatened but had not yet taken place. From the top of the Admiralty, nearby, a flashlight shot up into the air and began its nightly process of brushing the sky. Henri took her hand and bent over it. "You are very brave, mademoiselle," he said, and touched her hand with his lips. The amazing interlude had commenced.